My name is Carl Anthony, and I work in the automotive industry in Detroit. Sometimes that work encompasses future vehicle technology, and that's what we talk about here, for the most part anyway. This is AutoVision News Radio. One of the things I enjoy most about hosting AutoVision News Radio is how I'm always learning new things and hearing new ideas. Often these things are rooted in engineering or some other closely related technical proficiency. So when I'm exposed to new concepts for the first time, there are moments where it clicks and I seem to get it right away. That's usually not the norm. Usually I have to make a few passes, but every once in a while it happens. I seem to grasp it right away. For this episode of AutoVision News Radio, I landed somewhere in the middle. There were parts that I could see straight away. Other times I needed more context, but luckily I had a gracious guest. By way of introduction, Jürgen Donis is the CEO of Understand AI. With domain expertise in automotive, IT, and telecommunications, Jürgen is focused on the crossing point between technology and business, and has dedicated a significant portion of his career to connected, automated, and shared services. As the CEO of Understand AI, Jürgen leads a world-class team that applies artificial intelligence and machine learning technology to change the landscape of the autonomous driving and ADAS annotation business. As described by Understand AI, in order for autonomous driving to be realized, an infinite number of images and point cloud frames must be annotated, and must be annotated in a way that is fast, affordable, at scale, and with consistent quality, in order to train and validate perception stack and driver assist functions. Founded in 2017 as a ground truth solutions provider, Understand AI is fueled by a vision that autonomous mobility can help support a safer and more sustainable environment for all road users.
Moving at the speed of mobility, this is AutoVision News Radio with Carl Anthony in Detroit, Michigan.
So Understand AI is founded in 2017 with the goal to make AI applicable in real world cases. And we quickly focused on automotive and annotation business, and especially in the fields of ADAS and perception development and validation. And we produce ground truth data. The idea is that we can replace the majority of the manual work with AI and machine learning technologies. And in most ADAS programs, the labeling today is still done manually. To develop a perception stack, usually you compare the device under test of the vehicle with a reference system, which produces the ground truth data. And that's what we do. We produce this ground truth data where we label cars, pedestrians, et cetera. And then you can compare this, what's called ground truth, with the device under test. In our core product today, we have a very powerful offering where we focus on three aspects. So it's the functional capabilities, like multi-sensor fusion programs, and this enables us to execute complex ADAS programs. The second point is operational excellence on tools, infrastructure, processes, et cetera. And that helps us to be cost competitive and have a high data quality. And the third aspect is the automation. And that also have a big impact on cost, quality, and the time to execute a program. Understand AI has a great competence around machine learning and artificial intelligence, on cloud technologies, on software development, ADAS and sensor domain expertise, where we have also issued a lot of patents. And we have recently expanded our focus also beside our core industry, automotive, to other industries like trains and heavy machines, agriculture, mining, logistics, because what we do in our offering is pretty much comparable or adjustable for these kind of industries.
On July 16th, 2019, DSpace announced its acquisition of Understand AI. The press release from DSpace at the time spoke about how Understand AI would invest in artificial intelligence applications and cloud-based tools and further develop its existing products as an integral part of the DSpace product range. That same press release from DSpace explains that when developing an autonomous vehicle, it's crucial to detect the car's environment realistically and without faults, Likewise, other road users, traffic signs and static roadside structures, and even open spaces must be reliably and accurately identified. As Jürgen explained, data-driven development was and still is a key aspect of DSpace's acquisition of Understand AI.
And data-driven development actually means that, for example, for ADAS, you need data to refine your models. It's not like a linear code development. You train your models with data to then reach what you want to do. And to do that, DSpace has a couple of portfolio items, and it starts with the data acquisition, where there's a rooftop box with a logging device in the rooftop box, where then you record the data in the vehicle. Then you ingest the data into the storage or the cloud. Then you store the data. You have the data management and the selection of the right data and storage. And then you label the data. That's actually what Understand AI is doing. And then you can create the scenarios from real-world data that you can then use in later steps in the process, like in the data processing part, where you can use data replay, scenario-based testing, simulations, Hill and Hill, and all the other portfolio items of DSpace. So with that, DSpace today has the most comprehensive offering in the industry, where we have components and products along the whole DDD chain in each and every part. And therefore, we have created a unique value for the customers through pre-integration of the different DDD aspect, what enables, again, a lower cost, a shorter time to market, a higher quality of the data, and a significant reduction of the complexity overall.
Understand AI's media packet contains a series of slides dedicated to the challenges the automotive industry faces regarding ADAS and automated driving functions that require validation through high volumes of annotated data, namely the challenges of time, quality, and cost.
So we see a lot of problems actually in the delay of especially the data acquisition. So to get the data in, the right cost is, and the right timing and the right quality is quite complex. So this leads then, of course, to higher cost in data acquisition and the storage, et cetera. And there is a high volume of data actually that is needed to do these programs. So the industry challenge actually is make ADAS affordable. So get the right data, the right quality, the right time and the budget, stick to the budget. The second field of complexity is the validation, verification, homologation. And there's an ongoing discussion actually on how much real world data is needed to do that. But also, can we use synthetic data? To what percentage can we use it? Or can we use generative AI created data to do a homologation of a car and who's taking liability for that, et cetera? So these are open questions in the field. And of course, to do all of that only with real data is actually quite cost driving. So it's not trivial to seamlessly orchestrate the full data-driven development in an efficient way. So for example, if you're developing ADAS drive function like a distance control, you usually start with the ODD, the operational design domain. Then you define the function, and then you go down the stream actually to define a campaign. Then you go up the stream again, you record the data, and then you load it up and you store it and manage it and select the right data and then label it and so on, right? It's, you need to think this from the end, from the definition of the ODD and the function that you want to reach. And then you need to populate this from the beginning in the chain. And to do this in a seamless and cost-efficient way, that is not trivial.
During my time with Jürgen, I was introduced to something called a CI/CD toolchain. If you are new to this concept or want to brush up on your knowledge, I will leave a link in the show notes to an InfoWorld article written by author Isaac Sokolik. I'm quoting Isaac's article now. Continuous integration, CI, and continuous delivery, CD, also known as CI/CD, embodies a culture and set of operating principles and practices that application development teams use to deliver code changes both more frequently and more reliably. Continuing from Isaac's article, and I quote, CI/CD is a best practice for DevOps teams. It is also a best practice in agile methodology. By automating code integration and delivery, CI/CD lets software development teams focus on meeting business requirements while ensuring that software is high in quality and secure.
And now in the context of the vehicle or the software-defined car, it's actually two industries coming together. The software development industry, and this was, of course, heavily also promoted by companies like Tesla, and then a more traditional automotive company where the V model and a more strict development process. And now the big industry question is how to merge these two fundamental concepts to use the benefit of a CI/CD development concept, but also have still a tested and safe car. So there's a transformation ongoing in the car electronic industry where the manufacturer are changing to domain controllers and to supercomputers to replace these hundreds of ECUs that usually are existence in a car. So you're centralizing, you go into more powerful, fewer domain controllers in a car to steer the electronics. And that, of course, enables you to do new things faster and more efficient because you have less components to think about. And it's a fundamental transformation from a classical separation of building the car and then operating the car. So this is really difficult to separate, or it's not that clearly separated anymore. It's more blurry because the capabilities to update functions in the car with OTA, over-the-air updates, then enables, of course, that you can bring new features to the existing car, that you can fix problems over the air is more easy than calling it back to a dealer. But especially in the dimension of ADAS, actually then this CI/CD, so this continuous integration and continuous development, drives the need for a data pipeline. So it's not a one-time project where you develop a car and then you test it and then it's released and you don't see it again. If you have an ADAS function, then maybe you need to update that ADAS function because something changes. And then the big question is, if you have now a live fleet that is out in the field where actually you have real customer that owning the cars and operating it, and then you have to fix something, how do you re-homologate the car and the vehicle and the fleet? How do you push new functions out to make sure actually it's safe and tested? And that is something, a fundamental change in the industry, where CI/CD becomes a component or concept that the car industry embraces, bring new features and upgrade features into the cars. So in a CI/CD pipeline, time is of essence. So it's quite important you have these loops fast run through so you can improve all the time. And that means actually that we need to move away from a pure project more in a data pipeline dimension. So it's not a one-off, it's a continuous process. And this means you will have continuously data coming, and that's why we talk about the data pipeline. So time, the processing time, will be or is a differentiating factor. Because you have a continuous loop and every loop takes you weeks, of course, it's a very slow process. So, and the idea is to have iterations faster. So therefore, time is very important and the processing time is very important. So again, what do you do if you have a live fleet, for example, and then the ADAS function has an issue? What do you do if your fleet stop it? I mean, of course, you want to repair it as fast as you can with a CI/CD, and then you want to update it and homologate it maybe in a kind of way, and then go back to operations. In the development, you can stop the development, do testing violations, right? In a live fleet scenario, where you have operating cars running around, you cannot do that. And therefore, time is very, very important. So in classical car development programs, you have months and years to develop a function and test it. In a CI/CD real-world live fleet scenario, you have hours or days to do the same amount. And of course, this results in the desired time, cost, quality that can only be achieved with a high degree of automation. So actually, automation is the key enabler to have a fast turnaround time that's also affordable and produces a guaranteed quality. And without automation, I don't think you can really achieve that level. So you need to build pipelines that are up and ready to work with high level of automation. And then you pump through the new data and you go through the automated process. And then you can iterate in a very fast way.
Understand AI will be part of the 4th annual ICA Summit, set for May 22nd and 23rd in Frankfurt, Germany. ICA is short for Innovation, Connectivity, and Autonomous. ADAS agenda topics for the 2024 edition of the ICA Summit include regulatory frameworks and safety protocols, next-generation sensing technologies, AI, machine learning, and quantum computing for real-time decision-making, among other topics. Domain controllers and centralized computing, the role of V2X technology, and cybersecurity in an era of connected vehicles will also be on the 2024 ICA Summit agenda. If you plan to attend, you will see Jürgen and the Understand AI team.
Yeah, so we have multiple activities planned. So one activity is I give a speech about the acceleration of ADAS projects by leveraging CI/CD for data-driven development. So we'll talk a little bit more in detail on this aspect and how we can help the industry to make that happen. We will also demo our products to show how we can support it in real-life scenarios. And then last but not least, we will have a team of experts there that can meet and discuss topics and solutions with real-world problems. So we're really looking forward to a good industry exchange and networking event on the challenges of ADAS programs and the discussion how to overcome them.
For more information on Understand AI, the CI/CD toolchain, and the 2024 ICA Summit, see the links in the show notes. AutoVision News Radio is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and more. In Detroit, alongside Jürgen Donis, I'm Carl Anthony, AutoVision News Radio.